holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
You don't have to do what your sinful nature urges you to do.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Do you like my new radio voice? Oh man, today is a great day. It is. And I believe you are great people. You are great people. I thank God for you. I really do. I thank God that He continues to bless you. Sometimes it don't seem like He's blessing you. Seems like you can't catch a break. Seems like nothing's going right. Nothing's working out for you. But trust and believe, everything is working out for you, because it says everything works for the good of them who love the Lord. Yeah, man, you just have no idea. I have no idea. I could have never imagined that I'd be doing this. I would have never imagined that we were going all over the world. I would have never imagined that we were working with the city of Columbus via our church. I would have never thought that. You know, I always thought, you know, just go to church, be in the choir, play the organ, do whatever, you know. But no, we're actually doing a lot of things. We're doing a lot of things, and I would have never imagined that we could do these things. And it's not really us. It's God that makes a way for us to do these things as we go. And listen, I pray that God does the same thing for you. Take you into places that you would have never imagined that you would be in, that you'd never doing things you never imagined that you could do, meeting people that you never thought you'd ever meet. I mean, I just want God to do that thing for you, because Lord, we all need some good news sometimes. We need to see what we're doing. We need to see some good that we're doing, some results of what we're doing. We need to see it all. And I thank God for what He's doing for us and through us here. And I'm hoping for God to do the same thing to you and for you. And listen, I need y'all praying for me. I need y'all always praying for me. Y'all know I need prayer. If don't nobody need prayer, I need prayer. Y'all know I need it. So, hey, man, keep being your prayers. Always just mention Leonardo when you're doing your prayers for your families and your neighborhoods and your communities and your church and the believers all over the world. Just remember Leonardo. Ask God to bless me, keep me and protect me. You know, I got things to do. You know what? Last week they made me actually installed me as pastor at the church. Yeah, so now I'm a pastor. Well, people say, hey, how's it going? Well, it's only been a week, you know. I've been in work of ministry work for years, you know, so there's nothing new to me. I've always been the administrator or the one doing the behind the scenes work or trying to organize and do things for the church. But hey, God, He moved me forward to do something else. So be it. So I need y'all's prayer. As a new pastor in the city of Columbus, I need y'all's prayer. And listen, if you're ever in Columbus, in Ohio, come visit me. Come talk to me. I'd like to hear where you are and what you've been doing and what are you getting from the broadcast and how God's using you, what is God saying to you. I really want to hear that, because that helps me to hear what God is saying to me when I hear Him saying stuff to you. All right. Okay. Now we're going to go right on back, on over to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. We're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. And it says this: therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. You have no obligation for that. Before Jesus, oh yeah, you had the obligation to do it. You know, it was matter of fact, You were controlled by your sinful nature before Jesus came. But when Jesus came, God put an end to it. There was no more control of this sinful nature over our lives. Before Jesus, sin would hear things from God, like he'd tell you not to do this and not to do that. And you, in the next minute, you run right out and do it. That's what you would do. That's what I would do. That's us as people. You understand? That's the way things are. But hey, since Jesus, everything has changed. We do not have to obey what the sinful nature is trying to tell us to do. We don't have to obey that. And we won't obey it. Now, we want to do what's right 24 hours a day. But sometimes it gets the best of us. As Paul says, the very things I wouldn't do, I do them because the sin is still living in me. Well, it's the same thing with us. You know, the sin still lives there, but we're not under the control of the sin. We're not under its control. So, you know, sometimes you'll mess up. Sometimes you'll fall down, whatever. But man, don't ever believe that you're under the power of the sin. That sinful nature don't mean you no good. Don't mean me any good. And you know who, guess who the sinful nature teams up with? It teams up with the devil. So we can't even trust ourselves. We can only follow what the Spirit tells us to do, right? And so God made that. He ended the power of sin over our lives when Jesus showed up and died. And then he gave us the Holy Ghost right after that. So to keep us from going backwards, he gave us the Holy Ghost, the very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He himself, God, the Holy Ghost, is now in us. We don't always follow the Holy Ghost. I tell you that. We don't always follow the Holy Ghost. We don't. But we want to. Verse number 13. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. The sinful nature. If you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. This is what the Holy Ghost wrote to us. You will live. This is not a person writing this to us. This is something that the Holy Ghost allowed us to read. That same Holy Spirit that leads us, he allows us to read what he told someone else or spoke through someone else. He loves, let us read this stuff. Verse number 14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. That means God goes right, we go right. God goes left, we go left. God stays straight, we stay straight. God goes forward, we go forward. God goes backwards, we go backwards. That's what we do. Because we're his children, we act just like him. You ever met somebody where you can look at them and say, man, you look just like your grandfather, or you look just like your father. You walk just like your father. You talk just like your mother. You have the same dialect as your grandparents. It's the same thing. We're the children of God. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Verse number 15. So we have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Oh no. Instead, you receive God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. See, when you start believing, the Spirit shows up. The Spirit shows up when you believe. Now we call him Abba Father. Now we do. We didn't before, but now we do. Verse number 16. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. So his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. Your church doesn't discern which people are God's children. Your church organization doesn't decide who's going to be God's children. Remember I told you, you can't fool God. We can't fool him. We can fool some people some of the time, but you never can fool God. His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. That's what you're wanting. You wanting God to affirm that you're his children. That's what we want. But it's going to be hard to do that if we are following after our sinful nature. See, it's normal for us to follow after our sinful nature. It's normal for that. But we follow after the Spirit. The Spirit affirms that we are God's children. And if you want to be one of God's children, all you have to do is start believing today. Believe your sins have been washed away. Believe that God has said, put an end to the power of sin over your life. Here's the real trickery of it. God has put an end to that, the power of sin over your life, right? And people who don't know that continue to do sinful things, controlling or walking after their own sinful nature. And they don't know that the power of sin has been ended. The control, it's gone. It can't control us anymore. You know, imagine when you, like I said before, you'd hear God saying, don't lie. And because your body heard that, the sinful nature made you want to go right out and lie. So if people are still lying now, it's because they're doing it on their own. They don't know that the power or the control of your sinful nature is over. It's gone now. It cannot control you. It can't. It can't. So all I could ever tell you to just start believing, man. Start believing what God has said and walking after the Spirit. Because you will. You will walk after the Spirit once you start believing what he said. You will. But some people just don't want to do it just yet. They can't say no to that woman. They can't say no to that man yet. You know, I understand. I get it. This is a human way of living. This is a human life that we're, you know, living in. We are these human bodies, and these bodies always fighting against what God says. Always. It always fights against what God says. So we're fighting that war against the devil and our own body, because the devil will team up with that sinful nature and try to get us to do everything wrong, try to get us to do everything against God. Verse number 17, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering. We got to let go of the sin. We just have to let go of it. Quit thinking about it so hard. Just got to let go of it, man. And ask God to help you, because he's the only one who can.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.